Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Weather for the KRVS listening area. Sunny this afternoon with a high of about 91 degrees. East winds at 5 miles per hour. Patchy fog late this evening after 1 a.m. Otherwise clear overnight with a low of 70 degrees. Fog sticking around through about 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Otherwise sunny tomorrow with a high of around 89. Currently it's 89 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Stay tuned. Coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. We're going to start this hour by heading into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon, I'm really happy to say, are Carolyn Woosley from Lake Charles and Anne Savoy from Eunice, here to talk about a wonderful weekend of performances. Some of our listeners, Carolyn, may remember you were here not too long ago talking about some of your performances, creations, monologues from Louisiana Women. You have also created the Itinerant Theater, which is the space in which this will be performed. Former Itinerant Theater is presenting this this time. Yes, it's not an actual space yet. And you have written 13 plays, monologues, called Louisiana Women. One of them is called Cléoma, and Anne Savoy is here because she will be doing the staged reading of Cléoma. And before we talk specifically about Cléoma, I'd like for our listeners who have perhaps didn't hear you when you were here the last time, tell us just a bit about these monologues and what inspired you to write them.
The monologues are a celebration of actual Louisiana women, all deceased, by the way. I was approached actually by an actress who had this asked me to create a work, Carol Ann Gale, later produced and performed the first six. I'm now on my 13th. Cléoma, Bro Falcone being my 13th, and Ellie Letcher from Lake Charles being the 12th. And over the years, this was produced at the Little Theater and in Lafayette and other places, some of the monologues. But now several of us, Leslie Berman, Joy Pace, the head of theater at McNeese, and I have formed Itinerant Theater, a professional traveling theater company, affordable forum both for audience but also for professional artists, not only actors but also in all the performing arts, music. And here we see this is our first year, so we're doing bicentennial type things, so we're choosing Louisiana women. But we will, in December, I think we're going to do a George Bernard Shaw reading, a staged reading. For example, we're going to branch out. But the point is, we go to the audience.
Well, I think that's really a lovely idea and one that is actually kind of a vintage idea. You know, when you look at all these wonderful performance spaces like in Eunice, the Liberty Theater that you helped to restore, those places lived on itinerant theater groups who were traveling around, whether they were based in Louisiana or just coming from some other state. And people waited in great anticipation for those itinerant theater groups. And
absolutely.
So that's a really lovely nod back to the past that really enriched all of us around here.
But it's also the present and the future, because two things. We're bringing immediacy to the experience of theater so that you are sitting maybe 3 feet from Anne, the actress. Cléoma, excuse me, the character. Also, though, the future, though, because we're professional. So we will provide professional training, professional exposure, professional resume development for the performing artists. Mm-hmm. So we this is an economic development issue for Louisiana as well.
Right. Now, these performances this coming weekend, actually the following weekend, October 4th through the 6th, will be in the annex of the Imperial Calcasieu Museum, which is very appropriate for what you're saying, wanting people to be very close to the performances and the actors in these plays.
It's an example of collaboration as well. The Georges Rodrigues show is up in the regular museum gallery, the 200 Years of Faces and Places of Louisiana. That's a celebration that the audience can enjoy. We will be at a museum, so we're supporting another nonprofit. We are a 501c3 nonprofit. But then we will have woven throughout the weekend music, live music, tangible music.
Well, tell us just a bit about, and we're going to get to more of itinerant theater, but I think people are intensely interested in this whole series that you created, because these are women that we've heard about perhaps in history, or if you know music a little bit, you've heard their names, but we don't know a lot about them. And the fact that you have created these monologues that tell us so much more and bring them alive is fascinating to a lot of people.
Yes, I'm trying to reach out different areas of Louisiana. For example, our initial Louisiana woman is Marie-Thérèse Coinquin. A Jean de couleur libre, a woman of color, of Creole, very rich and complex, of course, origins. And we move all the way up through Kate Chopin into Clementine Hunter, Caroline Dorman, Clyde Connell. We try to touch. We have some unproduced. A New Orleans woman would be Elizabeth Thomas Werlein, who prevented the Vucere from being demolished. And so these are under half-hour monologues that allows you to sit with this woman and have almost a visceral experience of the lived life of that era. And it may not be a famous woman. I have some very unknown. I have a teenage woman during the Civil War in the Bayou Sara, St. Francisville area. Mm-hmm. But this is a way to experience history. We think it has a future.
Well, and it is. It's very intimate, very personal when you say you sit there, and it's almost as if you're having a conversation. They're telling you about their life and kind of recreating that person's persona. And Cléo Ma is the 13th?
The 13th, we don't want to. The playwright loves odd numbers. And not only, I looked around for a genre or a type or an area of Louisiana that had not yet been represented. Cléo Ma just rose to the surface. Partly I want to thank Janet Alurid for her edited book, Louisiana Women,
yes,
and the research of Anne Savoie in Cajun Music Volume 1, and the work of Rousseau and Fontenot and all of their research, and Mr. Lauren Post from an earlier era. These are some of the people in my bibliography.
Mm.
But Cléo Ma was a rule maker, a change breaker, and no one really followed in her footsteps until guess who?
Our guest here.
Yes. And so
well,
that's like overstating it. But, you know, virtually, Ms. Solange did some great stuff as Cléo Ma's
niece,
yes, of course. But she called her little mouthpiece or her little microphone. So Solange gets credit. But very few Cajun women did not perform publicly.
Mm-hmm. Or else they were kind of in the background, maybe playing a little
well,
something.
At the Bal de Maison. That's just in the play. Mm-hmm. But we moved to our era, the 60s, the 70s, and we have the Savoie family. And we have the phenomenon of Marc and Anne Savoie. And then take up the publicly performed music.
Mm-hmm.
There was much at the home, even on the radio.
Right, and a lot of ballad singers.
But in private.
That.
In
yes,
private.
Absolutely.
Women. We're talking about women, strictly. Mm-hmm. This was a man's world.
If you are just tuning in, my guests are Carolyn Woosley from Lake Charles, one of the founders of Itinerant Theater and creator of the cycle Louisiana Women, of which the 13th is Cléo Ma, and Anne Savoie, my guest from Eunice, musician Anne Savoie, folklorist, is going to be playing Cléo Ma in this monologue. It's going to be really a full celebration October 4th through the 6th. There will be three performances of Cléo Ma, and there will be special things happening each day. There will be a wonderful... the first day, I guess, Anne's going to do question and answer afterwards.
Anne and I, on the writing, the research, the multiple research and Anne's translations, the books, you know, she's one of my sources, also author, actress. The second night, we'll have a Q&A just with Anne on the making of her all-new Cléo Ma CD, which we bring out that night. She does. But we also have things from our past with another playwright on Friday night. So Friday night's going to be jam-packed. We will have another historian there, Janet Alurid from MacNeice, selling her book. It is jam-packed Friday night with history. And so we want the immersion students there, et cetera. The French American Chamber of Commerce is going to be a co-sponsor, Gulf Coast chapter. And that's Friday. Things from our past, Angela Wubin, Life in Acadiana Before Electricity. And then Saturday night is Cléo Ma, and then...
Two wonderful performances.
A separate musical event with the Magnolia Sisters.
So you could really just spend the entire weekend in Lake Charles. It'd be a great thing to do. And I know many of our listeners have heard us talk again about events going on in Lake Charles who may be from around this area. This would be a really good opportunity to travel there and see more of Lake Charles and to see some of these great performances. Cléo Ma is a very unique character. She inspires a lot of affection from people, and especially you.
Yes.
When was the first time you encountered her?
Well, it was absolutely a life-changing experience for me because I was in Washington, D.C. in an old record store, being from Richmond, Virginia, as I am. Mm-hmm. And I was digging through this booth, and I found this old collection of 78 records. I took it home, and the thing that just leapt out at me was Cléo Ma singing Mon Coeur T'appelle, which is J'ai passé devant ta porte. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is that? It's someone in America singing in this incredible archaic French, beautiful melodies, beautiful songs, so much soul. So really, I mean, she absolutely inspired me very largely, besides my love for my husband, to come to Louisiana. You know, it's like when I heard her, I thought, here's something I could do with my life, you know, fresh out of college. What does a French major do? Mm-hmm. I thought, I think I will document the Cajun culture and transcribe songs and learn about them. And Cleoma was definitely the key to the door. I was like, there she is. So when Carolyn contacted me about this play, she was just talking to me. She interviewed me to get information on Cleoma. And then she said, well, would you be Cleoma? And I was like, I've never been in a play before. But so, but Fort, she's a good talker, and she talked me into it. So actually, it's really thrilling for me because it's kind of like my dream. You know, I do all of her music, have been doing it mm-hmm. for 30 years with the Magnolia Sisters, the Savoy Doucet Band, the Savoy Cajun Band, Family Band. Been doing it constantly. And here's an opportunity to just, you know, with her research, she sort of developed what was Cleoma maybe like and has her history of her life in this dialogue. And it's really charming the way she did it.
Mm. Well, without giving away the entire monologue, tell us some of the things that you discovered in your research. So you moved here, love of Cleoma, love of your husband. You moved to Louisiana. What were some of the things that you discovered about her?
About her?
Mm-hmm, in your research.
Well, I interviewed everyone that was living that I could find. That there were not that many people at the time. I talked to her niece Solange. I believe it was her great aunt, maybe Odile, Johnny Allen, her daughter Lulu Guyot, and I interviewed all of them. And I guess things that I found out were actually they just did not have that much to say about her, which I feel that. You know, they were mainly that she was just a very nice person, and she was very brave and hardcore to be a woman in a dance hall, which was a very taboo thing mm-hmm. to do. Mm-hmm. Very beautiful, very creative, bringing in songs off of American radio, turning them into French songs, and songs that were appealing, I think, to women. I think that's something that always drew me to her, was she did songs like Love Letters in the Sand, A Sin mm-hmm. to Tell a Lie, Lulu's Back in Town, just sort of charming little jazz songs. And she'd take them and play them on her guitar minus 50 chords. it was like, okay. It was just neat the way she'd interpret. Of course, she wouldn't have had anyone to teach her all those chords, and she didn't need them anyway in the dance hall.
Well, it's interesting that you would say that she wrote them really with women in mind, and they seem to be very much for women. I know some people may remember that you were on the soundtrack for Steel Magnolias.
The Divine Secrets of the Yaya Sisterhood.
Yes. Oh. So obviously women, and it touched them very much. I mean, songs that they would want to just hum, sing around the kitchen. They really were catchy tunes that she was playing.
They were. They were lively. They were fun. In fact, it's so funny because she had a very obscure record, Love Letters in the Sand, and I never could find it. So I translated it myself for the CD that I'm doing, which I'll talk about in a sec, and just did this very languorous, the way I saw Love Letters,
right.
You know, kind of almost Hawaiian. Mm-hmm. And when I finally heard her version, it was like snappy.
Not languorous at all.
Not at all. And I realized that she was a snappy girl.
Yeah.
You know, a peppy, feisty little woman. And but I'm glad you mentioned the Divine Secrets, because it was funny, T-Bone Burnett called me up on the phone and said, do you know any songs by Cleoma Falcon? And I was like, who are you? This guy from L.A., you know, hey, man, do you know any songs by Cleoma? and he knew the names of all the songs, and he was such a treasure to work with, and just so much fun. And so
and
that's, they were
songs,
all her songs.
All her songs you used to.
It was Sin to Tell a Lie, C'est Si Triste Sans Lui, and what was the third one? We did three of them. Oh, Lulu's Back in Town, mm-hmm, which was mm-hmm. one, and he produced them incredibly. Right. I'll try to bring some of those CDs to the performances mm-hmm. if people are interested in that. It was on the Sony soundtrack of it, the right. movie.
So, Carolyn, you knew of Anne's research. You had an interest in Cleoma. How did you begin to shape what Anne had discovered, what she had put in her book? How did you begin to shape that into a monologue, a personality?
Well, Anne was one of my sources. I have about a dozen sources. Mm-hmm. And so talking with her, of course, brought life to the character of Cleoma. But in reading each different source in my bibliography brought a different spice, like a different herb, to the insight of the days. Because this was a rule maker, a change breaker in a time of change. You've got the hillbilly coming in. You've got that New Orleans sound coming in to infringing, you may say, on pure French, and so the pure Cajun sound, and the Creole influences and so on. And so each one of my sources gives me a little insight so that Anne has first-person interviews in her volume one of Cajun music. It's just fascinating to read this. And you see the biases of Joe. Joe is a big character in the monologue. He's not there, but he may as well be. At least his ear is up against the wall listening in this monologue. Then you have Lauren Post, who gives an insight into this is better than chopping cotton sun to sun. Bag low down on your back. I mean, that comes from Lauren Post. And then Brasso and Fontenot out of Janet Alyred's book was my real first source I looked at, with the work of Dr. Kevin Fontenot of Tulane and Ryan Brasso of Yale. Their work. Each one introduces the life, the times, the day, really the texture of the era in the uniqueness of a woman taking on a rough, and all caps, dance hall environment. Mm-hmm. And so you take from each of those, and then I write, and I wrote six or seven of these songs into the play, into the script. And then we had a blast with that. Mm-hmm. And then we're figuring out Anne's translations, because the audience has always heard the French music. But you have an English-speaking audience, they hear the English words first, and they hear the French. I think they're going to fall out of their chair with a couple of those songs laughing. Mm. And it's just like, oh, that's what that means? Jolie Blanc means that? It's just, I can't wait.
So give me a sense of how it's going to look, and when you're on stage, what can people expect? I saw that you're the costume maker also, or are you...
Well, I have a lot of clothes. This is a subject that always comes up when I'm interviewed. It's my favorite subject. I had this really great dress. It's sort of similar to the one on the cover of my book, of her in her little white fairy tale, dress. So we're going to go for that very feminine picture with her guitar. And I have a guitar just like that, too. That's what it's going to look like. And I believe it's going to be very much up to the audience's imagination to think. It's supposed to look like a dance hall. Mm-hmm. You imagine a piece of chicken wire in the front, a light bulb dangling down. There'll be a box, maybe a glass with gin in it, maybe, I hope. just a very rudimentary thing, and it's just up to the person's imagination. What she's going to be sitting on a stage in a dance hall in Crowley. This is the setting.
And yet so. Looking so delicate and pretty and feminine.
It's hot. She has a cool dress on.
you've been researching her for a long time. How do you feel this play that Carolyn has created? Does it feel right to you? Does it feel like Clelma?
Well, it's all up to her. We have to imagine that it's really, having not known her, I listened to Solange speak a lot just to try to think of the way she might have spoken or the way she might have phrased a sentence. Mm-hmm. Because that being her niece, I figured they were from, similar worlds. And
it was the child of one of her brothers.
Yeah, it was the child. Oh, man. It was her niece. Right. I can't remember the exact connection. But when you say how did that... how does it depict her? I think that she is talking about her life, but she's funny, too. And she's talking about cooking in her kitchen and about all her recording sessions and how Joe, and he's getting sad because, just the accordion's getting pushed out by the fiddle. She's talking... She lets the history of Cajun music evolve through her talk. And the poor thing, she didn't live to be very old. She died when she was, 32, 34? I can't remember exactly, which is pretty incredible. So I said, I'm playing the ghost of Cleoma. But that's basically, we can only imagine what she was like. Because I don't believe anyone that I know personally that's still living knew her.
Right, but so much comes through just in her voice and in the sound of her voice and the way she interprets those songs that she's created for all of us. Actually be playing?
She'll say, yes, and when we went up to New York, we recorded blah, blah, and then she says, here's this, let me tell you about that one, and she'll tell you maybe what that's about, just a snippet. There'll be like little snippets of songs, maybe a verse or less of... just to color her music, you could. And then I made this CD that it pushed me into making a CD of all of her, you know, of her music. Mm-hmm. So actually what I'm selling is an EP of it, which is a shorter version of that CD, which will be coming out later this fall. But it's for the people that come to the play only. So if you want that, you've got to come. There are only 100 of them in existence.
So many reasons to attend this weekend event. If you have just tuned in, my guests are Anne Savoie and Carolyn Woosley. Carolyn from Lake Charles, one of the founders of the Itinerant Theater and creators of the cycle Louisiana Women. Cleoma First is in that cycle, and Savoie will be depicting Cleoma the 4th through the 6th in Lake Charles at the Imperial Calcasieu Museum. So it's quite a weekend. Thursday night will be the premiere of it, and that will be in the Annex. And then Friday night, lots going on, not only the Cleoma play, but then also one by
Angela Wubin, Things from Our Past.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, that will open it.
They're all short. It'll be just nice for the audience.
And then after that, you will be signing copies of...
We will reveal the EP, CD of Cleoma's music. And, we'll have that for available to the people. All three nights it'll be available. Yeah.
So it is pronounced Cleoma.
She said Cleoma.
Cleoma she didn't Falcon. Put the little accent in there. Cleoma. Yeah, yeah. Cleoma Bro Falcon.
That's what all... Well, the reason I know that is because... all of her family said it like that. Tant Cleoma. Right.
Yeah. Okay, Cleoma.
So I'll introduce her. It's a stage reading, so she will read the play, and we will depict the stage, but, you know, the audience uses their imagination. But I'll say Cleoma in the English way, and then Cleoma will come out. Right. And so we'll have fun with that as well. But the seating is limited for Cleoma.
How many
seats
are there?
60, I would say. Right. And we're selling out. Tickets are starting to move. I encourage people to call the 337 number in Lake Charles, which is 436-6275, 436-6275. Go to our website, which is itinerantheater.com, and you can purchase tickets there. Now, Magnolia Sisters is a Saturday night concert. It's separate. It's a music event. It starts right as soon as Anne switches from costume one to costume two. And it's a separate $10 ticket with a 50% discount if you went to any Cleoma and can prove it.
All right. And there will be two performances by the Magnolia Sisters that night?
Total of 90 minutes, okay. Two sets. You know, we're going to do it the Louisiana way, figure out when we take our break. Okay. But it's easy. It's easy to get to Imperial Calcasieu Museum, 204 West Salier Street. Right. Get that off of our website.
Okay, Itinerant Theater. You can check that website out. On the CD, Anne, are you performing solo? Or are there
no,
people?
I have. Well, some of them I did just because I always said I wanted to play music with myself. How's that for a healthy ego?
It sounds nice and quiet and peaceful.
Well, it is. No. So what I did was on the accordion songs, I play the fiddle, the guitar, the accordion, and the triangle and sing it. So that's pretty funny. You know, mm-hmm. They're the really old-timey ones. Mm-hmm. Now, her more string bandy things, I got some friends to play with me. Eric Fry on bass, Glenn Fields on drum, Joelle Savoie on fiddle. That's just on a few songs. And Lee Tedrow on, like, dobro slide guitar. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of it's real swingy, kind of bluesies. And, you know, it's just kind of like the string band era, a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. So. And how many songs?
It's only 8 on the EP.
8 songs, mm-hmm. All right. And then what's going to be the progress of that CD?
Well, then the real CD will come out a couple of months later, and it'll be, I think we'll have 12 songs on that. It'll be in time for Christmas, if anybody wants a neat surprise.
Yeah, but that's certainly a collector's item, having that first copy there with the 8 songs.
Yes.
So you will be signing copies of that on the Friday night.
Right.
You'll present that.
Friday and that's right. We're going to have it Thursday night for the Thursday night people, mm-hmm. too. But the really unveiling of it is Friday, and we're going to sign it every night, right?
Oh, yeah. Sure. It's there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Janet Alliard's going to be there. Kevin Fontenot may drive over from Tulane.
Oh, good.
We may just have an 8-foot-long table full of authors.
It sounds like y'all are going to party all
weekend
as well.
I hope you can come.
Well, again, this is October 4th through the 6th. That will be in Lake Charles at the Imperial Calcasieu Museum at the Annex. Itinerant Theater, one of the founders, Carolyn Woosley, with us here, presenting Cleoma First. And Savoie will be depicting Cleoma, playing her music, talking about her life in a lovely dress that you made. Did you make it?
No, it's one of my vintage finds.
All right.
That's why I wouldn't let Carolyn have it. She wanted it. She said, can I have this for the play collection? I said, no.
That's my collection.
I knew she was going to say that, because when I saw that dress, because that's part of it is the theater company gets and so it was hilarious when I asked her, knowing full well she was going to say, oh, no. No, not this dress.
You have to copy it.
You'll have to collect your costume someplace else for the itinerant theater, not that. So you can go one night, all nights. Information on the tickets are available through the itinerant theater website, or can you call the Calcasieu Museum?
You can call the Calcasieu Museum at, I usually know their number, but they're well listed. They're on Facebook and et cetera. They're everywhere, and they will forward you to me. Or to the itinerant theater, that is, to
us. So maybe start off with the itinerant theater.
436-6275 in Lake Charles.
Okay, so you can get tickets through the itineranttheater.com. Mm-hmm. Good place to go. And do you have more information? Do you have a website, Anne? Or?
Well, you know what? I need to get with it on that. I actually did start putting it on annesavoie.com. Mm-hmm. And it's on Magnolia Sisters as them appearing at this event. Mm-hmm. But I need to fluff it out a little bit more. But I need to get on that. But it is on my website and the Magnolia Sisters.
Oh, we'll look forward to perhaps having you back to talk further about that. Now, when the Magnolia Sisters play together, are y'all going to be performing Clomas music or just Magnolia Sister repertoire?
Well, a lot of our repertoire is her music, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. And and we're going to have a special guest with us. Christine Balfe is going to play with us because she's been in our band in the past, and she's coming to join us that night. And, yes, we will be doing some of Cleoma's and some of the other, you know, just the things Magnolia Sisters do. And I think it'll be a lot of fun. I'm so thrilled that they asked us to come and play at this. It's so perfect because we have recorded a lot of her music.
Absolutely.
And I'm excited for Southwest West Louisiana to be exposed to the Magnolia Sisters, and they have a broad repertoire. I love the front porch ballad part of their genre, a description of themselves, as well as the blues, the Creole, the Cajun, of course, and other jazz influences. So the tone is acoustic, but the range is wide, and I do think we could put in requests. I wouldn't be surprised. And they do a cappella at times, and they switch instruments in mid-song. And so I'm looking forward to this event with the Magnolia Sisters.
Definitely. And again, it's in the annex of the Imperial Calcasieu Museum. Yep. It's a very intimate space, and as Carolyn said, tickets are going fast, so you need to call or go to the Itinerant Theater's website to get tickets.
One footnote, although Cleoma is intimate, the Magnolia Sisters will be on a porch, and so they're going to be out. It'll be unlimited tickets for Magnolia Sisters. Right. So you could only go to the Magnolia Sisters concert, but I suggest you go to everything.
Right. Like I said, you could go all 3 days. Again, a celebration of Clomas, a celebration of itinerant theater, and that whole idea of presenting theater that is very close, very intimate, very personal, and Anne certainly will bring that to the performance of Clomas. Thursday through Saturday, October 4th through the 6th, in Lake Charles at the Imperial Calcasieu Museum. This is itinerant theater, and I know that we're going to be hearing a whole lot more from Carolyn and her other co-founders about performances all over the state with the itinerant mm-hmm. theater. And their website is a good one to bookmark, so you can find out more about what will be happening in the future. Something you want to add onto
just
that,
to thank our nonprofit sponsors. The Arts and Humanities Council is administering a Convention and Visitors Bureau grant of the Southwest Louisiana. We want to thank them, and also the newly formed French American Chamber of Commerce, the Gulf Coast Southwest Louisiana chapter, which is in Lake Charles, is one of our sponsors for the concert and the Friday night event. We're very appreciative of their support.
For all of the arts. Yes, thank you. And thank you for coming over from Lake Charles, Carolyn, for today, and for all of your work over the years, making people like Cloma come alive to us, doing research and playing their music, making sure that it's available for all of us. So thank you so much. And this Thanks. Is just another element of that, another facet, and we look forward to it. Thank you both.
Thank you, Judith.
Thank you, Judith. Raja Kura
Brema Bro Falcon here on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. It's